The Problem of George by Rona Aitken, published on www.writebuzz.com, copyright Rona Aitken 2010. Lunch was over, and the replete occupants were seated in the lounge doing some digesting. Some sat in silence down one side of the lounge. The random chairs the other side had one or two ladies chatting. Mildred doing her knitting and endeavouring to pick up a recalcitrant stitch. Beside her, attitude aloof, sat a lady firmly dressed in navy blue, her steel-grey hair twisted into submission well behind her ears. I approached an empty chair and smiled. My smile was not returned, so I chose another chair further on. Next to Anne, so elegant in pale blue and tartan, on her lap a magazine full of pictures of the Queen, dressed in flowing mauve for sequins. We talked about the Queen in admiration. Such chatter led to talking about ourselves, and present circumstances. Have you got a sunny room? Did you watch Cranford? Anne said her husband George was also in Beecham House. At that moment he was taking his afternoon walk. George has a dicky heart, and walks every afternoon. We chatted on in an elderly, repetitive way. Then she gave a big smile and said, "Here's George now," as into the room came a slim, lugubrious gentleman in red carpet slippers. He sat the other side of me, and Anne reached across my knees and took his hand, telling him he felt cold, but did he enjoy his walk? He replied that he hadn't been for a walk. "But you should have," said Anne. "It's good for your heart." There was no answer. Conversation batted half-heartedly to and fro. Then into the room came a large, cheerful man. Anne looked up and said, "George, you're back. Did you have a good walk?" "Yes, dear, I did," said George Mark II. George Mark I simply stared into space. I felt he was probably not even called George. Conversation faltered after that. That little episode made me chuckle. I'd really taken to the lovely Anne. When the following day I mentioned the two Georges to one of the staff, I was told that Anne and George had lived in Beecham House until last year, when George had gone out for his afternoon walk as usual, but had had a heart attack and died. A sad little story. The Problem of George by Rona Aitken was recorded by Charlotte Foister at Summer Valley FM.